Hello and welcome to the 18th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today I'm going to be ranking every single brawler in the game from worst to best in the game mode Brawl Ball. Throughout this next week, I plan on posting specific game mode rankings. So, like, I'll probably do, like, Gem Grab, Siege, Bounty, Lone Star, Takedown, and all the modes like that. And I'll also probably update the Showdown one because the meta shifted a ton since I've last done that one. So, yeah, with all that out of the way, let's get right into it. Alright, so coming in last place is going to be Pam. So, before I really get into the list, I'm just going to say no brawler is really bad in Brawl Ball, I would say. It's a mode where pretty much anyone can be viable, depending on how you use them, but there has to be a worse brawler for the mode, so I'm gonna choose Pam. I just think, like, Pam really doesn't do too well in Brawl Ball, mainly because, she needs to be up close to do a lot of damage, and most of the time when she's up close, it's gonna be up against, like, a Bull or a Primo or someone like that. And from far away, she really just can't do anything against, like, a Spike or a Rico or someone like that. And also, her turret isn't that effective because a lot of the strongest brawlers, as you'll see, have abilities that can break walls. So they can just easily break down the wall and then the turrets are exposed and can easily be taken out. So, like, nothing about Pam really helps out with Brawl Ball. She can be decent just as, like, a support brawler, adding in some extra damage and health to the battlefield, but overall, like, she really just isn't too great in Brawl Ball. So next up is going to be Crow. So Crow can actually be decent in Brawl Ball because he can take out the tanks pretty easily with his long, pesky range, but the issue is he just doesn't have enough health in Brawl Ball, and even if he, like, had higher health, he also doesn't have enough damage, so that's, like, the main issue with Crow. He would definitely need, like, a massive damage buff to be able to compete, because if you have low health and low damage, that might be good in some modes, but, I mean, in this mode, like, Brawl Ball, it's really about, like, being sure you can easily get kills and dealing damage and staying alive, and Crow just doesn't do too great at that, so that's why he's not that great in Brawl Ball. So next up is going to be Jean. So Jean, I kind of feel like you really never are able to do anything significant. I mean, it's pretty easy to charge up your super because everyone's clumped up, and then you can just have all those mini attacks hitting everyone. And then, I mean, your super occasionally can be useful if someone's about to score, you can just pull them away and then they lose the ball. Or I have seen it can open up walls potentially because when you pull someone, it will break the wall if you pull them through. But it doesn't open up that much of the wall. So, I mean, Jean, he can be useful in some scenarios, but really compared to other brawlers, he just gets outclassed in Brawl Ball and his super just isn't as effective as it would be in, like, Gem Grab or another mode like that. So next up is going to be Carl. So Carl's kind of in the same boat with Pam, I'd say. Like, he really just can't do too much. None of his abilities are great for Brawl Ball. So can't break any walls. Like, doesn't do a crazy amount of damage, not a crazy amount of health. The thing that does put him a little bit ahead of Pam is just that he's really fast with his super and is able to get around the map pretty quick. Because I do believe that Carl, when he uses his super, it's, like, the fastest a brawler would travel without it, like, rolling or something. So, I mean, that does help Carl out a little bit. He can, like, easily get to the person with the ball and stuff. And he can do a good amount of damage with his super. But overall, he just isn't too great at anything else. So next up is going to be 8-Bit. So the main issue with 8-Bit is that he's just super slow. So 8-Bit really isn't going to be able to score any of the goals because even if he has the ball in an open field and no one else is alive, he's not going to be able to get the ball over to the goal fast enough because the other team will have respawned by the time he's able to take a shot. So That's a big weakness for him. He can do a lot of damage and he has a good amount of health, but he also doesn't have any attack that will break the wall. So, yeah, I mean, 8-bit, he can be decent, but Brawl Ball definitely isn't his best mode. So, next up is going to be Daryl. So, Daryl is really good at just like a quick assassination, but that's the main issue because in Brawl Ball, like, most of the time, you're going to be fine if a teammate goes down. People die in Brawl Ball more than they die in any other mode, except maybe the exception of Lone Star Takedown. But in any 3v3 mode, people die in Brawl Ball a lot more. So one kill really isn't going to do a whole lot in Brawl Ball. And I mean, there's a lot of beefy brawlers that can easily just take down Daryl and high DPS brawlers as well. So it's kind of hard for Daryl to like really have a good amount of usage, but he can sometimes have some nice plays by like supering the ball, like shooting the ball and then supering onto it. So he can get some goals sometimes like that, just blow by the defenses, but most of the time you're not gonna really see Daryl being too strong. So next up is gonna be Leon. So Leon is decent because sometimes you can catch the other team off guard by going invisible and then having their teammate pass it to you, and then the enemy team has no clue what just happened. And I mean, you can like get a kill right when everyone spawns in with Leon's invisible ability, but other than that, Leon's kind of useless. Like, he just doesn't do enough damage from far away or up close to do much. And he kind of really needs that super to be able to get kills in Brawl Ball. So, yeah. So, next up is going to be Bull. So, Bull, he really isn't too great. I mean, he's a good high health, high damage brawler up close. So, he can deal fairly well with some of the tankier brawlers. But, I mean, like, even against an El Primo, most of the time, he's not going to be winning because El Primo will most likely have super and then El Primo will win the interaction. But one thing that does really help out Bull is that his super can break down walls. So, as a Bull, a good strategy is to charge up your super on like an El Primo or something. It doesn't really matter if you die, but then head on over to the enemy side and then just break down all of the walls with the super because it is pretty big. But you can't really do any fancy like passing through yourself or any of that cool stuff because Bull super is kind of hard to like aim to the exact area you want to go because it's always going to go out a certain distance and it's a lot farther than you can pass the ball, so you can't really do any cool tricks with Bull super. So next up is going to be Tick. So Tick is going to be the worst of the throwers. I mean, he's okay on like the maps with a lot of walls, which is why he's nice. He can like kind of like, I don't know, secure an area of the map where no one can really go or else you're just gonna get hit by a ton of mines. But I feel like he does just sort of struggle because a decent amount of the time he's just not gonna be able to dish out enough damage and he really doesn't have a lot of health. And a lot of the top brawlers are really good at breaking down walls, and that's kind of what Tick needs to survive. So, yeah, Tick can't just do well once the walls are down, and that's going to be kind of a common theme. None of the throwers are going to do too well, and Tick is just the worst of them. So, next up is going to be Brock. So, the main thing about Brock that makes him good is his super, because right whenever I'm like spawns in after a goal, you don't get like a spawn shield, so you can just instantly use Brock super and then potentially get one or two kills, and it can just really help immediately. And also, it does have the ability to break down walls, which is nice, but other than that, Brock is not too great. His super is really the reason why he's strong. Like, he does have good burst potential, but it's just not good enough. And I mean, he can do damage from afar, but like I've said, there's a lot of tankier brawlers, and Brock really doesn't do amazing against the tankier brawlers because he just doesn't do enough damage. So, next up is going to be Rosa. So, Rosa definitely hasn't done as well in Brawl Ball just because a lot of brawlers can really do a good job with Rosa that are near the top of the list, but she definitely does have her moments when she can just use her super and like 1v3 and just get an easy walk in goal. That's like the time when she becomes OP, but other than that, Rosa just isn't too great. I mean, she's decent for damage and health, and yeah, like I said, sometimes she can really just come in and carry the team, but overall, I feel like she kind of struggles and gets taken out pretty easily. So next up is going to be Barley. So Barley actually isn't the top thrower this time. I'll explain why once we get to the top thrower. But yeah, I mean, Barley, he just isn't too great. He doesn't deal that much damage. I mean, sometimes he can work for like controlling part of the map, but I feel like you don't need as much control for Brawl Ball. It's just kind of chaotic. So Barley, like that's his best thing he's best at, and Brawl Ball, you don't really need it too much. So I mean, he can get by. Like he does an okay amount of damage with his star power, and I mean, before the walls get broken down, he's definitely pretty annoying. But once the walls get broken down, Barley really just gets worse and worse as the game goes on, and you can't deal enough, and you just can't deal enough damage to like kill anyone. So next up is going to be Colt. So Colt is pretty good on a lot of these opener maps, just because he can kind of deal a ton of damage. Obviously, he's Colt, and if you can get good with just avoiding the other brawlers, Colt can really like turn the game around and get some super nice supers. But I mean, other than that, I mean, oh yeah, I forgot to mention another good thing about him is he can break walls with his super. But other than that, he just doesn't do too great, and you have to be a really good Colt player to use him to his maximum potential. And if you're not able to hit a lot of shots with Colt, then you're really gonna struggle, and he gets a lot worse. So next up is gonna be Bo. So Bo is sort of like Colt. Like he has that solid mid range, and he can do a lot of damage up close. And also his mind's really good for controlling the map, especially with his new star power, Snare Bear. He can just stun people, and stunning is huge in Brawl Ball, as you can see by Frank. But yeah, other than that, he doesn't really do anything else. He's not as good as breaking down the walls as Colt. He can technically, but most of the time you're probably not going to use his super to break down the walls. So yeah, Bo is kind of a middle of the pack brawler. So next up is going to be Piper. So before Piper got snappy sniping, she would have been at the very bottom, but I've decided I prefer to just include star powers because like I try to do my list more of like a high tier level, and a lot of the people I'm going up at this point are using star powers. So yeah, I just decided to go off star powers. So if you don't have Piper star power, she's the worst in Brawl Ball. Just can't do enough damage. There's a lot of walls in Brawl Ball. And yeah, like she just doesn't have a good use, not a lot of health, so yeah, she just doesn't do too much. You can break the walls, but then once you get snappy sniping, it's a whole different story. She can just keep on firing off shots and do so much damage. So, I mean, obviously, snappy sniping's gonna make Piper pretty good in every single mode. So, yeah, if you don't want snappy sniping, just don't use Piper. But if you do, she's definitely a good option on the more open maps. So, next up is gonna be Jessie. So the main reason why Jessie is super strong is in Brawl Ball, everyone's kind of clumped up, and then Jessie can release full potential of her like shot bouncing ability because it'll actually hit more than one target. And then Jessie can easily get her super like two or three shots, and her super is just really annoying, kind of for controlling the map and keeping people away. It's just a nuisance to deal with. So yeah, Jessie, she can really do a lot of damage in the right situation, which is why she's up pretty high, but most of the time she's not gonna really be able to score. She can't break any of the walls, and against like the better players who like spread out more, she really isn't that good because the number one thing about her in Brawl Ball gets taken away. So next up is gonna be our top thrower, Dynamite. So You might be wondering why Dynamite is so much higher than the other two throwers, because normally he's second place behind Barley, but he's ahead this time. It's just because he can dish out a way more damage than Barley, and his super can break walls. So the super breaking walls is key, because there's always like that one wall in front of the goal, and if you can break that, it's a lot easier to score. So he can easily break that. And also Dynamike, if you've ever had like if you've ever been like playing really well with Dynamike, you'll know how much damage he can deal. Like, he can easily team wipe if you play him right, and yeah, he just does a lot of damage. And Brawl Ball really all about damage, so that's why Dynamike's actually gonna be the superior thrower in the mode. So next up is gonna be Tara. So Tara, before she gets her super, she's really not good, but once she gets her super, since like I've said, like brawlers are really clumped up most of the time, she can get like a triple super pull, and then like it's pretty much a guaranteed goal if you're able to pull three people in. So yeah, that's like the thing that's really good about her. She has like a game-changing super, but if you miss one super, you're probably gonna lose, because then Tara just becomes useless. So she's pretty high up, because in the right hand she can really dominate, but if you mess up with her, then you're pretty much out of luck. So next up is gonna be Sandy. I'm not 100% sure about this positioning, since Sandy did just come out, but I think he is above average, but not great. Just because, I mean, he does have that super that makes everyone go invisible, which is really nice, and his attack can hit multiple enemies. But I mean, the main downside is, if a brawler has that is invisible, like I knew this from using Leon, and they have the ball, like they can, like the enemies can see where the ball is, and then they know where the brawler is. So invisibility isn't too great rushing in. I mean, obviously, if the balls went invisible, Sandy would be by far the best, but that would kind of break Brawl Ball, and it wouldn't be a fun mode. So yeah, Sandy, pretty good, but not amazing. So next up is going to be Poco. So Poco is good for hitting multiple brawlers. He isn't able to break any walls, but also a lot of tanky brawlers are used in Brawl Ball, and Poco can heal them up. He's really good with tanks. So yeah, that's really the main reason Poco is good. Can hit multiple brawlers, and he can just keep the tanks alive and allow a lot of pretty easy goals. So next up is going to be Mortis. So Mortis in the right hands can be kind of insane. You just have to like know when to go in for the ball, and then you can easily get by the team by doing a dribble to yourself and blowing by everyone. But I mean, if you're not good with Mortis and you don't have Coiled Snake, he really just isn't too great. But I have him pretty high up on the list, because in the right hands, he can really dominate, and you can get a lot of really cool goals with him. So yeah, next up is going to be Nita. So Nita is a great support brawler. Like, she just does everything you need. She can hit multiple enemies. She can like shoot around the walls. Her bear just is pretty much a free lane win. So yeah, she's just really nice for kind of doing everything. She doesn't seem like on paper like she would be crazy good, but I mean, once you actually start to use her, you'll see that you can really just dominate with Nita. So next up is going to be Rico. So Rico, he can't break walls or anything like that, but the one reason that he's so high up is his team wipe ability, because in Brawl Ball, everyone's clumped up, like I've said multiple times. Like, the clipping up really just does make a lot of brawlers super strong, and especially Rico, because like everyone's clumped up, and then he can just use his super, and it's pretty easy to get hits with Rico's super, because it bounces off, and I feel like it's a little bit like wider, and yeah, I think it's just a little bit like easier to hit than Colt's. Not 100% sure why, but yeah, you can just keep on chaining Rico's super over and over and over again, just killing the whole team multiple times. I've had games where I had like two or three team wipes. So yeah, Rico can just be really dominant for that reason, and he also can do like a lot of DPS. so he can take down those tanks, which is also a nice addition. So next up is going to be Frank. So Frank is really good for a few reasons. One, he has a lot of health, so it's kind of hard to deal with him, and sometimes you can just walk the ball into the goal. Two, his super can break down a wall, so he can just break down the wall in front of the goal. And three, stunning and brawl ball is huge because 2 seconds is a lot of time. It's pretty easy to take out brawlers as well because they're all clumped up, so you can get like two or three people at the super, and if you're able to do that, one of your teammates is gonna be able to pretty easily just walk right up to the goal and score. So yeah, Frank's just really good in the mode. I mean, the one downside is I feel like it gets kind of worse the higher you get up as people kind of learn to deal with Frank, but even despite that, he's still really strong. So next up is going to be Shelly. So Shelly's high up on this list for two main reasons. One, her super can break walls, which is very important in Brawl Ball. And two, she can really deal with a lot of tanks. And you're going to be seeing a lot of tanks in Brawl Ball. So Shelly's like the hard counter to tanks, obviously. And like she also has enough health to get along, so yeah, she's kind of just put in to shut down like a Primo or whatever the enemy team is using. And then also, she can break the wall. Most of the time, I feel like I'm not really breaking the wall with Shelly, just because her super's a lot more valuable for taking out tanks. But I mean, it's like an added bonus. If you just have a super and you need to clear out a wall, you can do it with Shelly. So, coming in number three is going to be El Primo. So El Primo is super strong because he has a lot of health, he can do a lot of damage, and his super breaks walls. And his super's like easy to aim, and most of the time, if you're gonna be supering on someone with El Primo, like 95% of the time they're dead. So yeah, that's like really good for El Primo. Like he can clear out the walls and stuff, and once you get good with him, you can pass the ball and then super onto where you pass the ball, so you can do like a self pass and gain a lot of distance and just get a pretty easy goal, especially if you have Meteor Rush where it increases his speed by an insane amount. Oh yeah, and also, I mean, in a lot of modes, Primo is kind of bad because it's really hard to get a super, but in Brawl Ball, everyone's kind of up close and there's a lot of tanks, so Primo can get a super really easily and then just start chaining it and causing mayhem. So coming in at number two is going to be Spike. So Spike is the best support brawler. He has really good range and he can burst down brawlers like crazy fast. Like whenever I go up against a Spike with a tank, I'm always shocked just how fast a Cactus can like burn me down. Like if you think about it, it's kind of weird how a Cactus is able to kill like Bull, who's like a guy with a shotgun, which is a little weird, but I mean Brawl Stars logic for you. But yeah, like not get, I'm getting kind of off topic, but yeah. So anyway, back to the ranking. Spike, he can just do a ton of burst damage, and his super slows down people, so it stops them from scoring, and he also has super good range, and with curveball, like you just can't avoid it. So yeah, Spike is super strong. Like he's just pretty much impossible to beat him, like if you're fighting for a lane, and he can kill like all the tanks and stuff. So yeah, Spike is just really good. So the number one brawler in Brawl Ball, there's a good chance you guessed it is going to be BB. So BB is strong for a few reasons. One is she can knock brawlers away from the ball, which is huge because like it just stops them from getting to the ball. Two, when she uses her like when her home run bars charge up and she hits someone, they drop the ball, so you can like stop them from scoring goals by doing that. And three, when her bar is charged up, she gets like a super fast movement speed, which is like the main reason that she's really good, because you can just pick up that ball and just fly straight into the goal. So yeah, BB just really strong in Brawl Ball. She can like knock back tanks. Her super is really nice for hitting multiple people, and yeah, she's just really good at knocking people away and getting goals and saving your team from getting scored on. So yeah, that is gonna be all for the rankings. I did decide to do Brawl Ball before the other 3v3 mode, just because I feel like I play Brawl Ball the most out of all the 3v3 modes, and I think I'm the best out of it out of all the other 3v3s. So yeah, I just decided I do Brawl Ball, do one that I'm confident in my picks, and I kind of know who's good and who's not. Whichever mode I do in the next ranking episode, I'll be sure to play it so I actually like get some experience with it, and I can kind of tell like who's good and who's not. So yeah, that's gonna be all for the Brawl Ball ranking. Be sure to leave our review letting me know if you agree or disagree with this list. All right, so welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. So I think this is like day 4 or 5 of like daily posting. So I think I'm gonna be able to continue doing this because I found that I have time, like kind of late at night, like around 10 or so is when I normally record it because it's nice and quiet and I don't really have anything going on that late, so I've just kind of found a good time to record. So I'm going to be trying to just maintain the daily uploads. I might be making a permanent switch to doing daily uploads if I'm able to maintain this as school goes on, which I think I will, so that's pretty exciting. I do not have any new 5-star reviews, but so I was playing Brawl Stars, one of my biggest fans, I Am Boss, and I asked him if he had any ideas that he wanted for a podcast, and he thought that it might be cool for me to like hop into like a live game and then kind of explain what's going on and what I'm doing. So I was thinking that might be a good idea for like doing a specific brawler breakdown where like I spend 20 minutes going over a brawler, just like diving into every mode and stuff, and then maybe at the end I can hop into whichever game mode they're really good in, like a showdown or a brawl ball or something like that, and just play them and kind of explain my thought process and stuff. So leave a review if you guys think that that would be a good idea or not. I'll probably try out the like specific brawler ranking thing maybe this week. I'm not completely sure. Yeah, I think I'll probably do it this week because like I don't want to do all of the game modes just at once. I kind of want to spread them out a little bit so you guys don't get burnt out of just listening to game modes. So yeah, let me know if you think that this specific brawler breakdown thing would be a good series. So other than that, that's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode.